afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today's programme features reel-to-reel tapes recorded by Captain Maurice Seddon, who passed away on March the 5th, of this year. I've brought a bag of reel-to-reel tapes along with me, and we presently have engineers beavering away trying to get some of these reel-to-reel tapes to function, some of which are rather corroded, some are stuck together, one has already broken, and the reel-to-reel tape recorder, which was bought at an auction, is somewhat temperamental. So in the meantime, I shall entertain you, the listener, with readings from Captain Seddon's invoices, which he kept studiously over the years. In fact, he kept just about everything, including bits of paper, invoices, bus tickets, just about absolutely everything since he was a boy, in fact. And they are all presently in my flat in boxes, and I'm trying to categorise them and sort of move around them. So we'll start with a green card, 110-4210, for a Loewe Opta, and that's all in German. This is a guarantee card. The next one is RCA Photophone Limited. This is an invoice issued from 36 Woodstock Grove, London, W12. And this was addressed to Captain M.F. Seddon, Officer's Mess, Officer Training Wing, Marne Lines, Catterick Camp. Can't see a date on it, but they supplied him with a cover, a terminal block, two screws and two washers supplied from London. Next, Wright and Weir Limited, electrical and radio engineers, London office, 138 Sloane Street. The factory was at Simonside Works, South Shields, County Durham. This is dated 1950. Addressed to an acknowledgement of order to Lieutenant or Lieutenant M.F. Seddon, Royal Signals, 2nd Infantry Divisional Signal Regiment. Dear Sirs, we have pleasure in acknowledging your valued order number letter dated 16-5-50 and would advise you this is receiving our careful attention. Yours faithfully, Wright and Weir Limited. That was for one transformer type 277, price 21 shillings. One oscillator coil type 579, 5 shillings. One inductor type 594, 18 and 6. Six spare reels, empty, at 5 shillings each, to be delivered with tape deck, PFI. Delivery of tape deck is 7 months approximately from receipt of order. Right. Next, bought of Dubilier condenser, Ducon Works, Victoria Road, North Acton, London W3, date 11th of April 1956. This is to Captain M. Seddon, Royal Signals, OC101 Wireless Troop. BAOR11 Germany. Here he seems to have ordered two volume controls at 5 and 6 pence each with some sort of 33% discount. The total was £11.08. Okay. What have we got next? Bought of Dubilier, Captain M. Seddon, Royal Signals, OC101 Wireless Troop, Germany. An export invoice dated the 11th of April 1956. That was paid in the 13th of April 1956. W. Husband & Co. Limited, 11 and 14 Finkel Street, Richmond, Yorkshire. 5 coronation plates, 3 connector sockets and plugs, paid cash. Perhaps we'll play some Baczynski, the loops. This one is from Vitavox Limited. 2nd of April, 1953. To Captain M.F. Seddon, Royal Signals, Officer's Mess, Officer Training Wing, School of Signals, Marne Lines, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire. Dear Sir, we thank you for your letter of March the 30th and enclose a copy of our current catalogue, which includes details of the type B-52 microphone NC-182, which is supplied with the right and rear recorder. We are interested and pleased to hear that you find the performance of this microphone quite satisfactory. Yours faithfully for Vitavox Limited, J.W. Maunder. The Expanded Metal Company Limited, 37 Pratt Street, London, NW1. To Captain Seddon, Royal Signals, Officer Training Wing, School of Signals, Marne Lines, Catterick Camp, 15 3/4 inches by 15 3/4 inches, number 351A Aluminium, X Acorn Anodizing Co. Limited, one parcel, lump sum, price delivered, 10 shillings. Bradmatic, Station Road, Aston, Birmingham, the 11th of August, 1955. To Captain M.F. Seddon, Royal Signals, 1 Wireless Regiment, BAOR1. Dear Sir, we thank you for your letter of the 9th of June and must apologise for the delay in replying, which is due to holidays, shortage of staff and pressure of business. Regarding the 9 3/8 inch reels, we are sending you 5 of these per separate post today. They are priced at 10 shillings each retail, and we are sending you 5 at 8 shillings to make up your £2 already received. On the question of discount, we do not normally allow any trade discount to anyone except genuine electrical traders. However, to meet you on this, we are prepared to allow you 10% on any future orders. We are glad to hear that your Bradmatic tape desk is continuing to give good service and will send details to your colleague as requested. Re the speed variation, this would seem to be a fault in the reel motor in that it shows itself in the last few minutes of a reel. It could possibly be caused by the brake dragging and suggest you check this point. If this is in order, then we suggest that the feed resistor of 1500 ohms to the holdback motor be changed for a 2000 ohms resistor. It should be a 10 watt circuit. Perhaps you will advise us of your findings. Re the new thin tape. You will be interested to know that Scotch Boy will be producing this shortly, and it is hoped to have it generally available in the early autumn. We have already had sample reels and found it to be of excellent quality. Yours faithfully, Bradmatic Limited. E.N.E. Bradley, Director. Invoice, Webb's Radio, 14 Soho Street, Oxford Street, London, W1. Dated the 29th of August, 1952. Captain M.F. Seddon, Officer's Mess, Officer Training Wing, Marne Lines, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire. 6 Wareite P coils at 3 shillings each, comes to 18 shillings. 1 catalogue, 9p. 2 shillings postage, packing, and COD fee, 2 shillings. Total £1.09. Goods dispatched. COD from our stores department, 100 Dean Street, London.
Naupert.
Grüß Gott, wie ist bitte Ihr Name?
Naupert.
Herr Naupert, einen wunderschönen Grüß Gott. Hier ist Frau Kiepert, Marienburger Straße.
Ja.
Haben wir miteinander gesprochen neulich?
Das weiß ich nicht, das kann ich mich jetzt nicht entsinnen. Sie, dazu habe ich zu viel.
Ja, Sie, passen auf, Sie haben mir, wir, ich habe mit einem sehr netten Herrn von Ihnen damals gesprochen, ja. Ist schon länger her. Da hatte dieses Gewerbeamt da, die hatten eine Meldung geschickt, die haben nämlich...
Ach, das ist diese Geschichte, warten Sie, ja, Sie müssen mir ein paar Stichworte geben, dann fällt mir das wieder ein. Das war mit dieser, was war das, Ölgroßhandel, oder?
Ja, eben.
Ja,
sehen Sie, und die hatten, also der existiert ja nun schon seit eh und je, das habe ich Ihnen ja schon gesagt, also diese Knallköpfe, die haben das, weiß der Kuckuck wann, irgendwie verschmissen oder was, auf jeden Fall haben sie mir einen Dingsbogen geschickt. Erinnern Sie sich noch, Herr Nerke?
Ja.
Also es ist für mich im Moment einfach, es ist hoffnungslos. Ich komme damit nicht weiter. Geld habe ich nicht, um mir einen Buchprüfer zu nehmen. Und meine Freundin hat mir gesagt, die versteht was davon, sie wird mir helfen, sobald sie Zeit hat. Und ich bin krank, das wissen Sie ja. Ich habe vom Finanzamt damals ein Schreiben bekommen, und zwar unter, ich kann Ihnen das vorlesen, Steuernummer 122-, und dann kein Strich mehr. Da sehen Sie mal, wie lange wir schon gemeldet sind bei Ihnen. Da hatte mich ein liebes Mitglied hier aus dem Hause, also bezichtigt, ich hätte Vertretertätigkeit für die Firma Otto Benecke. Und denen habe ich dann geschrieben und habe einen Attest von Professor Müller dabei gelegt, dass eben jegliche Aufregung verboten ist, weil...
Officers' Mess, School of Signals, Hell's Lines, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire. A certificate certified that the undermentioned item of electrical equipment was sold by the Officers' Mess to Captain M.F. Seddon, Royal Signals. One RCA LF 12-inch, 40-watt, moving coil loudspeaker. Amount paid 5 shillings, 26th of February 1952. Two, one RCA HF horn cluster type loudspeaker. One RCA crossover network. Amount paid 2 shillings, April
1953.
Naja, dann lassen Sie sich noch erstmal Zeit mit dieser Geschichte, mit dieser Erklärung. Und wenn sie Ihnen Ihre Freundin dann hilft, dann ist das ja ganz schön. Und wenn die nicht zu euch kommt, dann schicken Sie Ihre Freundin dann mal hierher.
Heute ist der 27. April und ich werde jetzt telefonisch versuchen, mit dem Kraftfahrzeugzulassungsamt zu regeln, wie das mit der Zulassung von Susi ist.
Stadtverwaltung.
Einen wunderschönen Grüß Gott. Ja. Ich hätte bitte gerne mal den leitenden Herrn von der Kraftfahrzeugzulassungsstelle gesprochen, ja? Einen wunderschönen Grüß Gott, Frau Arzt.
Ja, gut.
Ich habe mal, hier ist Frau Kiepert.
Ja.
Ich habe mal eine Frage.
Bitte.
Sagen Sie mal, wenn ich meinen Wagen jetzt, ich habe einen Moment abgemeldet.
Ja.
Und ich fahre immer zu Pendel zwischen England und hier hin und her. In England stehen sie also dauernd, gucken in meinen Pass, wenn ich einen Tag länger in England bleibe, muss ich da verzollen und zulassen. Und nun habe ich mir gedacht, wenn ich ihn da auch noch verzolle und zulasse, kann ich trotzdem hier meine deutsche Dubilier. Nummer hier...
Ja, warten Sie mal bitte, ich übergebe mal Herrn Bettels.
Ducon Works, Victoria Road, North Acton, London, W3. The 11th of June, 1953. Captain M.F. Seddon, Royal Signals, Officers' Mess, Officer Training Wing, Marne Lines, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire. Dear Sir, we acknowledge and thank you for your letter of the 8th instant. The two potentiometers you require are readily available in our Type CA 1MQ Linear Law and C41 500K Linear Law Center Tapped and are specially produced for the Baxandall circuit. The price of the two potentiometers is 5 and sixpence and 6 and sixpence, respectively. And upon receipt of your remittance, we will be pleased to send these on to you without delay. Yours faithfully, the Dubilier Condenser Company Limited.
Denn da ist die Versicherung unter uns gesagt verhältnismäßig, also nicht verhältnismäßig, sehr, sehr viel billiger. Ich kriege ihn da mit Vollkasko.
Webs Radio.
So war was ich hier im
29th of September 1952 to Captain M.F. Seddon, Officers Mess, Officer Training Wing, Mern Lines, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire. One swinging choke, KW1463. One smoothing choke, KW1462A. For 350 to 350 volt, 300M stroke A transformer, 4 shillings, packing and carriage, £4, 17 shillings.
Oder aber Sie melden ihn in England an. Zahlen in England steuern, dann bekommen Sie allerdings auch ein englisches Kennzeichen.
Ja. Und kann ich nicht hier steuern zahlen?
Nein, das geht nicht.
Dann geht das nicht.
Nö. Man kann doch für ein Fahrzeug noch einmal eine Zulassung kostet,
nicht? Das sehe ich nicht ein. Ich kann doch hier steuern zahlen. Da kann doch der deutsche Staat noch froh sein, wenn er ein bisschen mehr Steuern bekommt. Aber im Saarbeißen Finanzsystem muss man sowieso jetzt haben.
Wollen wir zwei da uns aufregen? Wir erinnern sowieso nichts dran. Und für ein Fahrzeug wird nur ein Kennzeichen ausgegeben und auch nur eine Betriebserlaubnis erteilt. Das heißt also, wenn Sie meinen, dass Sie besser in England wegkommen, können Sie nur in England anmelden.
Clydesdale Supply Co. Limited.
Sie können in Deutschland nur anmelden und dann
Directors E. Roslyn Mitchell.
Das sind ja keine
I. A. Levine Managing Director. Kenneth Muir Simpson, Henry T. Eagles, Simon Levine and J. Edward Levine. Headquarters, Office and Mail Order Department, 2 Bridge Street, Glasgow, C5. To Captain Morris F. Seddon, Royal Signals, Officers Mess, Officer Training Wing, Marn Line, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire, the 23rd of February 1953. Dear Sir, we are in receipt of your inquiry and enclose herewith a sample piece of 8-core cable which we can still supply from stock at 1/9 per yard. We can also supply the Bulgin International Octal plugs and sockets, P112 plug 2/3 and VH60 socket at 2/6. A B8A tube shields from sixpence each. We regret having no 8-core cable without metal braiding. Yours faithfully, for and on behalf of the Clydesdale Supply Co. Limited.
Wenn die Engländer das machen, ich kann mir das aber nicht vorstellen, dass man da das Fahrzeug dementsprechend ändert. Wenn sie es machen, ist uns das egal. Sie müssen sich ja neue Papiere besorgen, nicht? Für England andere Papiere besorgen, nicht? Ja, sie müssen doch ein englisches Papier haben, ne? Einen englischen Brief, einen englischen Schein. Und wenn dann nicht, die deutschen Papiere werden normalerweise dann eingezogen. Verstehen Sie, wie ich das meine?
Ja, aber das sehe ich nicht ein, dass meine deutschen Papiere eingezogen werden für das halbe Jahr, dass ich in England bin.
Vermute ich, dass die Engländer das machen. Da müssen Sie sich in England befragen.
Aha, also verstehen von Ihnen aus, jetzt haben
Sie. Sie haben da nichts gegen, nein.
Sie haben nichts dagegen, nein, dass ich hier schön meine Steuern weiterbekomme.
Ja. Und ich persönlich habe sowieso nichts davon. Ich bin auch Steuerzahler, ne?
Ja, eben. Mhm. Nein, bitte, ich wollte mich nämlich...
Invoice. Bradmatic. Electrical and Mechanical Engineers, Station Road, Aston, Birmingham 6, to Captain M.F. Seddon, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire, the 26th of August 1952. Set type 1B plate coils at 9 shillings times 3, comes to £1, 7 shillings, no pence. One Mullard EF40 valve, one valve holder, 2 octal valve holders at 1/6, one bias rejector unit, one bottle tape joining fluid. Total £3, 13 shillings and 10 pence.
Und in England die Haftpflichtversicherung zahlen.
Radio Supply Co. Leeds Limited, 32 The Calls, Leeds. The 26th of April, 1954. Dear Sir, we thank you for your valued order of the 14th instant and remittance of £1.09 and 3. We note that you have inadvertently omitted postage fee of, and your remittance of stamps to this value will oblige. We regret we are unable to supply quote. That's all crossed out. We have today dispatched the rectifier required, but regret that we have been unable to obtain new supplies of the 6,000 MFD condensers, and accordingly we must return herewith your remittance in respect of these items. Assuring you of our best attention at all times, yours faithfully, Radio Supply Co. Brad Matic, Station Road, Aston, Birmingham 6, the 18th of July, 1953. To Captain M.F. Seddon, Officer Training Wing, Marne Lines, Catterick Camp. Dear Sir, thank you for your letter of the 11th of July and not your remarks. We are returning your reel and tape under separate cover. The reel is useless, but you may be able to use the tape. In answer to your query, re the use of 9 3/8-inch reels on your tape desk. We see from our records that your machine is a Model 5C, which is designed to take 9 3/8-inch reels. If you should require any of these reels, we have them in stock, priced 10 shillings empty or full of tape at 67 shillings and 9 pence. Assuring you of our best attention at all times, yours faithfully, Brad Matic Limited.
Ja, erstmal möchte ich hier meine Nummer behalten und möchte in England, muss in England eine neue Nummer kriegen.
Ja, dann wird ja jedes Mal die Nummer abmontiert und angemacht. Waren Sie
nach? Das kann ich ja, ich meine, da lernt man ja bei den...
Brad Matic, Station Road, Aston, Birmingham 6, the 11th of July, 1952. To Lieutenant M.F. Seddon, Officers' Mess, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire. Dear Sir, we thank you for your lengthy letter of the 16th of June and the more recent reminder. We must apologise for the delayed reply, but quite frankly, such a letter as yours requires some time to answer in full, and due to pressure of business, that time has just not been available. Firstly, we are enclosing details of the Model 5 tape desk as required. Used with suitably designed amplifiers, the machine will provide a frequency response of 50 to 11,000 CPS within 2 dB or 30 to 12,000 CFS within 5 dB at a tape speed of 7.5 inches per second using Scotch Boy magnetic tape. Total wow and flutter present in an average production machine does not exceed 0.3%. Specially selected and adjusted mechanisms have flutter contents as low as 0.15%. You will appreciate that no tape machine is entirely free from speed variation. It is merely a matter of reducing the magnitude of this fault to acceptable limits. Several firms of recordists are now using the Model 5 machine with a Type A1 amplifier for the purpose of making master records later to be dubbed onto discs. We do not consider that a better recommendation could be had. All standard machines are arranged for twin track recording, and the signal to noise ratio is that of the order of 45 to 48 decibels. The hum level induced in the replay head is such that at all normal operating volume levels it is inaudible.
Kriegen Sie ja jetzt den nächsten Tag,
ne? Ja, ich habe ja gesagt, schick mir... Mit dem ist doch nicht zu reden. Nein, ja. Ich brauche nur das Ding abzumachen. Ich sag, du musst das Nummernschild abdrehen. Na, ja. Ja, okay, gut, ich mache das.
All three heads and their leads are individually shielded and terminated in a shielded plug box fitted with coaxial plugs and sockets so that the leads can be separately shielded all the way to the amplifiers. This gives good isolation between the record, play and monitor heads, thus preventing crosstalk from this source. There is a small amount of inductive pickup between heads when monitoring, but this is so small that it does not interfere in any way with the monitoring process. It would only be heard by setting up for recording. And with the machine in the stop position, opening the playback gain control right up. From the above remarks, you will see that the tape deck desk has been specifically designed to overcome the usual run of faults found in cheaper and more inferior apparatus. The price of the machine is given on the enclosed lists, and delivery is approximately 3 to 4 months. We do not supply the unit on trial. Thank you for Major Donald's address. We have introduced a self-contained portable recorder, which may be of interest to him. In any case, details will be sent shortly, as we are expecting a supply of literature from on this any day now. Trusting this information will answer your many questions, we shall look forward to hearing from you again in due course, assuring you of our best attention. Yours faithfully, Bradmatic Limited. Dear Sir, I had the pleasure of serving under you in Warendorf, Germany in 1948, the 7th Independent Armoured something or other, BDE, SIG Squadron, perhaps. If you should place an order with the company, I shall be pleased to short-circuit the paperwork to ensure that you receive prompt attention. The next is a brochure for the new GJR High Quality Portable Magnetic Tape Recording and Playback Unit Type D1. It's a very attractive little pamphlet with well illustrated, and that's issued by Panrec, 28 New Bond Street, London West 1. Standard Telephones and Cables Limited, Connaught House, Aldwych, London, WC2, the 2nd of October 1952. To Captain M.F. Seddon, Royal Signals, Officers' Mess, Officer Training Camp, Marne Lines, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire. Dear Sir, Microphones, we thank you for your letter, dated the 24th of September 1952, and have pleasure in enclosing descriptive literature, together with price list covering our current range of high...
George, come here!
Good morning, come in. Would you mind shutting the gate with a good slam behind you? In case the dogs get out. Come in. Pray come in, sir. Good morning, Mr. Wade. How are you? How are you? Take yourself seat. If you please excuse the primitiveness, filth, muddle and wilderness in this very humble workshop. That's all it is, I'm afraid. Well now, this is meant to be a seat. But I think if you would stabilize this, I wish just about panic, yes. Well, you've talked it over with Mrs. Carl, have you?
We have indeed.
And
yes,
what does she feel about it?
I think I'm going to let Roger talk, Mr. Platt talk. He's a little more working with it than I am, actually.
Right.
The planning authority to see if there's any possibility of any alternative development.
Yes.
But there isn't.
They won't give the authority for more.
No.
I see.
Only
yes.
Three terraced.
Yes.
And we therefore advise Mrs. Carl that the property is worth £6,000.
Yes.
She has agreed to.
Yes.
And she's therefore prepared to offer these premises to you for £6,000.
Well, I think this is extremely kind. I'm very grateful indeed. Particularly as, in fact, this is less than what she paid for it.
Yes, I'm not, you know, we haven't gone into what she paid for.
No.
She tried not to be influenced,
yes,
you know, by anything like that. She said, well, what do you think it's worth with this planning? You've seen the planners, as I say. They've said, well, no, we won't give anything else apart from these three.
Yes.
We put a price on which we think is a conservative and realistic price, not a fancy price or anything like this, and that's the price we have to. And basically that's it, isn't it? She's told us, you know, to be absolutely fair in our valuation and things, and not put on a fancy price, be realistic, and that's what we've tried to do, you see. And we had a long talk with her the other day. Well, do you remember what she said? I'd really like a decision from you fairly, well, as quickly as you can, to decide whether or not you can raise the funds to buy it.
Yes, of course.
You see, to you, it's just as I see it.
Now, I say I'm very grateful to you also for not putting a fancy price on
it. Well, we've tried to be absolutely fair. I mean, it might be worth more, but who can say?
Yes.
I mean, in a case like this, it would be unfair to say, well, it might fetch 7.5. If we think it's worth, you know, this is the kind of thing we'd advise a company or a building society or something like that. This is what we think it's worth, and that's it. But, of course, it has, I suppose, it has an added advantage to you. You are carrying on a business here.
Yes.
We've discounted all this, I mean, obviously from our point of view, but you do know how difficult it is to find premises where you can get this established user. This is one of the difficulties.
Indeed. Well, I'm most grateful to you for this, as I say, because, I mean, if it had been made a fancy price, it would probably have been outside the possibility, realms of possibility for me as a poor man to raise the necessary money. As it is at 6,000, I'm going to look into this matter. I will consult with friends on it, and I'll let Mrs. Carl know just as soon as I can. I very much hope that something may well materialise.
I'm sorry.
I think, from what I've already, from the speech I've already had with a friend, that he is quite likely to be willing to help on this basis, because I was given to understand that provided the figure was a realistic and a fair one, that something could be done, but that this would be much more difficult, if not impossible, if some enormous figure was set on it.
You see, we've told Mrs. Galbraith, if you had possession of all this, you might do better by X pounds, but this is not really the point, is it?
That's terribly kind, terribly sweet of her, and...
I'll drop you a line. I should have brought a letter today just to put this in writing. And,
yes.
And to be quite frank, I left it at the last minute and I didn't have time to get it tied, but
I'll
put one in the post to you tonight.
Yes.
Just confirming that this is the, you know, the office.
Good. Now, while you're here, could I ask your advice on another facet of this thing? Supposing my friend, who has in effect indicated that he would be willing to help, subject to the thing being right, you know, supposing for any reason he backs down and doesn't want to do so, are you in any position to help by introducing to building societies, to firms that finance the buying of buildings or anything of this kind, if all else should fail? You see, my position is this. I run a business which goes flat out till all hours of the night and provides services at weekends and all this kind of. I'm half German, and I suppose I have perhaps the German Arbeitslust that one goes on till all hours that God sent. What little money I have is practically all ploughed back into the equipment that is in the business, and I have very little money. I don't think that the financial position of the business would be sufficiently good to attract a business, on a business basis, a building society in the normal way.
I'm sure
you're right.
Without knowing the figures of facts, I know this. They're not interested in this type of business.
I'm sure not. Now, have you any suggestions, supposing my friend should not be able to or willing to help?
You see, there are always a number of finance houses of all sorts who will lend money, basically on anything.
They
lend money on the security of the freehold of this property. If it were valued at 6,000, they'd lend you an appreciable advance. But of course, they want a specific period for repayments and over. And I would only think that this would only appeal to a company on a relatively short term advance. and a relatively high rate of interest. I mean, this is so. It's like saying, well, will the bank help? That's the first thing that always thinks of. Will the bank help me? But again, you're on a very short term, aren't you, with a bank? I mean, they'd probably be thinking of 3 years or something down by then.
Gosh.
Yes, which is out, you say, which is out. Therefore, you can do what I call these finance houses, which are looking for higher rates of interest.
And what sort of rate would they be looking for?
With them, Roger. It will vary a great deal, and if they're thinking of...
Brad Matic, Station Road, Aston, Birmingham, 6th, the 26th of August, 1952. To Captain M.F. Seddon, Officers' Mess, Officer Training Wing, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire. Dear Sir, we thank you for your letter, order and check of the 18th of August, and would advise you that we are dispatching the item required today. Regarding the anti-microphonic valve holders for the EF-40 and Seatall bases, we regret that as far as we know, these are not available. In their place, we are sending standard holders. The usual method of isolating these from the chassis is to make the mounting hole somewhat larger than necessary and then fixing the holders to the chassis by screws through small, soft grommets. This method is used on a number of professional equipments and is quite satisfactory. Remember that the leads connecting the valve holder to other components should also be flexible. We do not hold stocks of valve data sheets and suggest that you write directly to the manufacturers whose address is Mullard Electronic Products Limited, Century House, Shaftesbury Avenue, London WC2. You may be interested to know that they publish a complete data book giving details and connections of their range of valves, together with many useful circuits and other information. The book is entitled The Valve Data and Service Manual and is priced at £5. We will contact you again when the tape desk is ready for collection. And we'll demonstrate it as requested on your visit to these works. Our invoice showing the position is enclosed herewith. And you will note that there is a small balance of something like that, 3 and 10, outstanding. Perhaps you would be kind enough to forward this small amount to save booking, etc. Assuring you of our best attention, yours faithfully, Brad Matic Limited.
You can always get one more house on here. Yes, you can always rebuild this house.
Yes.
Brad Matic Limited, 6th of August, 1952.
What does it cut it down to, the absolute irrelevant?
Dear Sir, we thank you for your letter of the 26th of July and regret the delay in replying due to the intervening August bank holiday. We acknowledge receipt of your valued order for one Model 5 tape desk and note that you require this quickly. We will do our best to let you have a machine as soon as possible and will advise you in the near future of the date it will be ready for collection. We shall be very pleased to meet you if you can arrange to come along and collect the machine as you suggest. The function of the BIOS rejector unit is to prevent the BIOS from flowing back into the record valve. We find that tape joining fluid is a better method of joining than by using sellotape. Yours faithfully,
There is no damp course, and the walls are damp, and there's water going up the various walls and damp patches and things like that. In the middle of the house is a hall. At the back there is a former kitchen, now used as a cleaning room. Behind that there is a little food cupboard, a little tiny larder, a very old-fashioned stone-floored scullery with a sort of old stone sink there, and the hole in the wall where an old Bosch boiler was taken out, just bare bricks, and then a little cubby hole, a sort of larder, two larders in effect. So on the ground floor you can say these two rooms, the hall, the ground floor, kitchen and tiddly rooms. Cupboards. Upstairs you have one bedroom, single bedroom. Over there a double bedroom over the sitting room. Over this part there is the present kitchen on the first floor. Then there is one other bedroom and a big, very old-fashioned bathroom with a huge antique bath and a corridor. That's the lot. There is no loft because the roof is too shallow. You can only kneel in the roof.
I think it would be very difficult to find anybody who would buy and rent on this basis, frankly.
Uh-huh. And if one did get anybody, what would be a reasonable rent?
Well, we want a return of at least 10%. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, so that's the basis, yes, I see. Well, that's nice to know.
I think works. This is purely our opinion, but
yes.
I think it'll be a difficult one.
10% per annum, yes. Yes, I see. So really the thing to do is to find somebody to buy.
This is really.
Yes, well then, I hope that my friend will do what he said he would.
You see, to you, it must be, I mean, speaking from your point of view, it must be worth more than to anyone else, because you've got an established user.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we've discounted that, it doesn't affect us at all, but to you, to have this user,
yes,
it is quite valuable.
Oh yes, of course.
It is just personal to you, this is the difficulty. If you could attach this consent to the property,
yes,
British Ferrograph Recorder Company Limited, manufacturers of sound recording apparatus for Bloomsbury Square, London WC1, 6th of October 1952.
That would create this into business premises, you
say? Yes, yes. May I ask one other thing? Has the value of this property fallen, would you say, over the last 4 years? Having regard to the general trends in this district?
The site values have increased very much.
It's only depreciated in
the house itself. The house might have depreciated, I mean, it's getting old all the time.
Captain
yes.
M. F. Seddon,
no,
Officer's Mess, Officer Training Wing of the School of Signals, Marne Lines, Catterick Camp, Yorkshire. Dear sir, we thank you for your letter of the third instance referring to magnetic recording tape. We would advise you that we are not aware of any British-made tape which meets our specification. The only tapes we have found to conform to this are the American 3M Scotch tape and our Ferro tape. Ferro tape is of continental manufacture and is the tape supplied with the Wearite tape deck and YD recorder. It is listed at 45 shillings per reel. Yours faithfully for the British Ferrograph Recorder Company Limited.
Yes.
Piece of ground, if you put it on the open market, you might obtain £X, something more than 6,000. Mm-hmm. You said this.
Yes.
We talked to Deb and she came to the conclusion that 6,000 was the right price to ask you.
Well, that's
in a nutshell, isn't it, right?
Extremely fair. Well, please,
this, you know, we tried to be fair here.
Yes.
I didn't think she'd be happy at that. I mean, this was perfectly obvious.
I'm extremely grateful.
And she thought this was fair.
Extremely grateful. Now, I shall in any case thank her in due course, but if you should see her before, perhaps you'll be kind enough to give her my very sincere thanks and say that I will get on with this with all speed and contact her and let her know what happens.
We'll drop your line tonight, or if not tomorrow.
Yes. Good. Fine. We're always surrounded here, I'm afraid, by bells. Always somebody ringing. 42242? Hello? Oh, look, I'm afraid you've rung at a bad time. I've got some people here at the moment on business. Can I ring you back a little later? You tell me, what time? Half an hour? Well, excuse me, we won't be long now, will
we?
About half an hour? That's fine. Okay. Bye-bye. Right. Forgive me, might I ask your name again, so that I listen to that, of course. Just so the note of these details and today's date, whatever, the 22nd of January, 69. Good. Well, I will get on with this with all speed and see what we can do about
it. See what you can do. I mean, of course, it's up to you, but I would have thought, from your own point of view, if you could do something,
yes,
you've got a bit of what I call reversion, a bit of added value on top.
I see what you mean. Yes, yes. Yes, I do.
But as I say, the planning consents are only valid for 3 years.
Yes, yes.
And,
well, of course, to me, that planning permission couldn't be of less interest.
Couldn't be of less interest, no.
I mean, absolutely none whatever. In fact, I'm sufficiently eccentric that I like this old house. It has a certain something that grows upon you, and although it is musty and mildewed and this kind of thing, as an old German aunt used to say every time she went into the drawing room, now we are going into the Kellerluftzimmer, the cellar air, the room with the cellar air, you know.
Yeah.
But even so, something quite pleasant and cosy about it in a curious way. And so I wouldn't in the least want to have anything take advantage of such a permission. Anyway, I must see what I can do to get this thing done. But anybody buying it at least can be assured, if they buy it at 6,000, that they certainly aren't losing on the thing, provided the planning permission is kept up. This is what it
means. Yeah, well, I would say anybody buying at 6,000 and wanting to get out tomorrow.
Yes.
Would make a profit. It would just down.
I see.
A profit.
Yes. Yes.
But you don't want to do that.
I haven't the least intention of getting out for as long as I can consider foresee.
Considered and talked about, you see.
Yes.
I think that's it.
Yes. I'm awfully grateful to you all.
Good.
Thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
Sorry I can't receive you better, but I'm afraid all the rooms are lumbered up with apparatus here, so that even the drawing room can't be sat in. Pieces of television lying in pieces everywhere.
Good. Well,
so thank
you so
very much indeed.
Bye, Captain.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks, often. I'd better come and see you to the gate in case those dogs go steaming out there. Oh, no, funnily enough, he's quite all right. The only one who's fine is the little brown. The other two I'm looking after for a neighbour. I don't know whether you hear when you came last time. Well, I'm looking after them for a neighbour who's in the process of moving into another district, and you have difficult dogs at home. That great big thing is the most terrifying thing. If you go anywhere near it, even if I go anywhere near it, it goes steaming off in a little... Very good
watchdog. Brad Matic, Station Road, Aston, Birmingham 6, the 20th of October 1952. Captain M. F. Seddon, Officers' Mess, Officer Training Wing, Marne Lines, Catterick Camp. Dear Sir, we thank you for your recent letter. Firstly, we confirm that payment by cheque will be quite in order, and we suggest that you call upon us on Saturday morning, the 25th of October or the 1st of November. If neither of these dates are convenient, the 8th of November will be okay for us. None of these dates are particularly important to us as long as you can give us as much notice as possible of the date of your visit. If Saturdays should not be convenient, perhaps you will suggest your own day. American Scotch Boy tape is definitely slightly superior to the British brand. It is, however, not available in this country, and we therefore cannot help you in this respect. If you have any connections in the USA, you could probably get a reel sent over as an unsolicited gift to avoid trouble with the customs, assuring you of our best attention. Yours faithfully, Brad Matic Limited. The Telesco International Corporation, 270 Park Avenue, New York, April the 5th, 1956. Captain Morris F. Seddon, Royal Signals, CC-101 Wireless Troop, Langeleben, Königslutter, Braunschweig, Germany. Associated Factory, Robbins Industries Corporation, product your reference, your recent request. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your expression of interest in the products of our associated factory, whose international sales are managed by the Telesco International Corporation. We are forwarding to you the appropriate information requested by you. It would indeed be a pleasure to supply your requirements of this fine equipment. Yours very truly, the Telesco International Corporation. Next is a brochure. Sound ideas for business and industry.
My dear Bartrout, how I turn today is the 23rd of September 1968. Well, that's to say, bitter note here of old, der 23. September. Und zwar, ich habe eine ganze Menge von deinen Blättern, die uralt waren, die stammten vom 12. und 13. September. Die kamen an erst vor ungefähr zwei Tage. Und dann, es waren noch welche, die ankamen, und zwar der 25., 26. August und der 29. August, die erst ankamen vor einem, nur Moment, vor auch vor zwei Tage. Also zwei davon kamen an vor zwei Tage und zwei anderen kamen an vor drei Tage. Also das heißt, dass manche von diesen Ländern, zwei von diesen Ländern, fast einen Monat unterwegs waren und haben deswegen diesen Zweck überhaupt nicht erreicht. Sie sind viel zu spät angekommen. Ich danke dir für diese Bänder. Ich bedauere aber notieren zu müssen, dass trotz, dass du sagst, dass gewisse Bänder in ganz nüchternem Zustand abgeschickt waren, Ich bin beim Waschen und Rasieren und so weiter übrigens. Es ist morgens früh. Trotz dass du sagst, dass das alles nüchtern war, zum Teil nüchtern, ich muss leider das sehr bezweifeln. Ich habe einen erschütternden Eindruck bekommen von diesen ganzen Bändern und bedauere, dass du das nicht in einen nüchternen Zustand schicken könntest. Das ist ein Zeichen, meiner Meinung nach, dass dein Zustand, seitdem ich abgefahren bin, noch wesentlich verschlimmert geworden ist, was ich sehr, sehr bedenklich finde. Das Pfeifgeräusch hier ist das Wasserheizung, das elektrisch geheizte Wasseranlage, der über dem Bad hängt. Und was heißt, der Mikrofon liegt da auf dem Badhähne und das Turnlight-Gerät sitzt ganz artig auf der Toilette, auf der Klo. Und ich bin bei den Menschen in der Seele. Wie du weißt, es ist voraussichtlich geplant, dass Anna-Marie und ich sollen von hier ungefähr am 25. Das heißt also vor übermorgen von hier abfahren. Es ist überhaupt nicht möglich zu sagen, wann wir ankommen werden, denn wir haben viele Stationen zu machen unterwegs. Zuerst habe ich in Rom zu tun. Technische Werke, hauptsächlich Sternenbesuch. Werde aber, weiß ich, sind ja nicht bleiben können. Denn Ihr Flat ist schon abvermietet worden über eine längere Zeit. Deswegen kann ich da nicht sein. Ich weiß noch nicht, wo die Unterkunft in Rom sein wird. Das ist alles sehr unsicher. Au! Habe etwas zu heißes Wasser genommen auf die Rasierbürste und den Kinnspitzen ganz klein bisschen angebrannt. Das Wetter hier ist nicht, was es sein konnte. Wir haben sehr viel wunderschöne, backwarme Tage erlebt. Aber dazwischen, und das ist leider hier üblich, das muss ich zugeben an diesem Küstenteil, dazwischen mehrere etwas stürmische Tage, zu viel gesagt, Tage. Wo der Himmel überwölkt war. Ziemlich viel Schatten, also nicht so sehr viel Sonne dabei. Und weil das eine offene Küste hier ist, manchmal ist der See zu bewegt zu baden. Oder wenigstens zu bewegt zu baden mit Genuss. Und bei den Tagen muss man entweder verzichten vom Baden oder man muss damit größere Unkosten verbunden. Fahren nach einem benachbarten Stabilimento Balneare, ein Etablissement pour Bain de Mer, wo man allerhand Geld ausgibt und dann die Möglichkeit hat zu baden in einem geschützten Gewässer, wo davor eine Art Hafeneinrichtung steht, was der Seebewegung dämpft und bremst. Und das ist dann umständlicher und kostspieliger. Ich habe verschiedene technische Werke zu tun gehabt im Zusammenhang mit den Anhängern. Und erst hier in Massa-Librente wurden die Diebesschaden an den Volkswagen, also die Schaden, die Tür und so weiter, zurechtgemacht. Und ich habe dir wahrscheinlich erzählt, dass in München ein Rad kaputt fiel bei den begangenen den absichtlichen und sehr langsamen Begehen, Besteigen eines Bürgersteigs an einer Parkstelle, wo die Fahrzeuge auf der Bürgersteig geparkt werden müssten. Also, zu diesem Problem habe ich ganz anderen Räder entworfen und nach meinem Entwurf hier bauen lassen. Und diese Räder haben mehrere Vorteile über die originalen Deutschräder. Diese hiesige Räder sind halbfertige italienische Räder, halb Sitten als gedacht Spezialkonstruktionen und von den hiesigen Mechanikern ausgeführt. Und wir werden hoffen, dass die Vorteile haben, die ich glaube. Das wird natürlich erst. Feststellbar bei der Reise nach Deutschland. Und auf der Hinfahrt, diese anderen Räder haben sich bewiesen, was ja, brauchbar schön, aber nicht besonders gut, muss man leider sagen. Mein herzlichen Gruß zu dir, irgendwie zu das kleines Tierchen, ich gehe dir besser.
Been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. The beginning of a series of the reel to reel tapes of Captain Maurice Seddon plus spoken voice renditions of his invoices.
Weil du Telefon keine richtige Vorrichtung hattest, da Telefongespräche aufzunehmen. So, in ähnlicher Weise spreche ich dir jetzt ein Band, während ich was anderes tue, und zwar waschen und rasieren und so weiter. Auf diese Weise kombiniert man die Sachen. Es ist am besten, so was morgens zu tun. Dann wird man weniger dabei vielleicht gestört, als später am Tage, wo immer was los ist. Entweder telefonieren oder irgendjemand ruft, oder es ist was zu tun, wohin zu gehen. Ich habe den Eindruck, dass mein Schicken des letzten Bandes, mein Arzt, in dem ich dir das hiesige Leben beschrieb und so weiter, schien katastrophal zu sein in seinen Folgen.